Okay, we have light, darkness, earth, and sky. We have the moon and stars. What's missing? You guessed it. The earth was ready to support animal life, and God was ready to fill the sky and the water with incredible creatures. The text reads, "And God said, let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens. And God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which the water swarmed after their kind, and every winged bird after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, a fifth day." Can you believe it? The sea was suddenly swarming with every kind of creature, from the tiniest of creatures called krill to the largest creatures we know, like the blue whale, and everything in between. Small fish like sardines, medium-sized fish like salmon, bigger fish such as marlin and swordfish, and so much more. God also made jellyfish and eels, corals and crabs, octopuses and porpoises, and all others too. Think of all the colorful beauty under the sea. Suddenly, too, at God's command, there were all sorts of flying creatures, birds like parrots and pigeons and poultry, flying insects like butterflies, bees, and bugs. What a marvelous sight it must have been. What a symphony of sound there must have been when the birds began to sing. God was pleased when the work was done. Not only did God look around and say, "Oh yeah, this is some good stuff," God also blessed the fish and the birds and commanded them to reproduce, each to make a baby animal just like itself. God wanted the magic of this day to continue. Can you blame God? These were phenomenal creations. Did you know that the vast majority of fish don't eat each other, but eat underwater plant material like seaweed and algae? And drifting tiny plants called plankton? Or that when a bird raises its wing, the feathers move apart to let the air through and reduce resistance, but on the downstroke, the feathers close completely, thus greatly improving liftoff? Unbelievable! I think God deserves a little praise for that. Can I hear a hallelujah? Cool, right? If you're like me, you too marvel over these amazing animals, how vast and different they are, and what they can each do. So let's spend some time appreciating their splendor. You can give your own pet some love, but if you're outside, and we hope that you are, you can count the fish in the pond, feed some birds, or visit the turtles with some fun treats. By the way, they love fruits and veggies. While you travel to your next destination, you can enjoy some Day 5 creation music. Click on the song "Under the Sea" from Disney's Little Mermaid.